This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Queen Elizabeth II sat alone inside St. George's Chapel during the funeral of Prince Philip, the man who had been by her side for 73 years. Philip died April 9th at 99 years old, and he was laid to rest Saturday in the royal vault at Windsor Castle after a funeral service reflecting his military and royal tradition. People across Britain observed 1 minute of silence on a sunny afternoon in honor of Philip just before his royal ceremonial funeral got underway. The entire procession and funeral took place out of public view within the grounds of the castle near London, but the event was shown live on television worldwide. COVID-19 has claimed the lives of more than 3 million people globally, according to the U.S. tracking group at Johns Hopkins University. The landmark death toll comes as the world has begun to roll out vaccine programs to combat the deadly virus, but many locations are experiencing a surge in cases. India reported Saturday it had recorded more than 230,000 new daily cases, and a surge in cases in Canada's largest province is leading to severe new measures. The World Health Organization is concerned about the continued global increase in new COVID-19 infections, saying the weekly number of cases has more than doubled over the past 2 months, approaching the highest infection rate since the pandemic began. The WHO says infection numbers began to rise steadily in February, following 6 consecutive weeks of decline. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can follow us on the VOA mobile app to hear more about the 3 million death mark in the world. This